Welcome to another installment of That's Not the Point podcast. I'm your girl Tosh here in the States, and across the way is my girl G. What up, G?
Hey, what's going on, Tosh? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. It's a nice, wonderful, humid day here. I love it.
The humidity kills, right?
Oh my gosh. It's early here in this country of ours, but it's good, and it doesn't get so humid all the time, but today I'm feeling it. I'm like very verklempt, you know?
Yes.
I'm feeling very, I'm schmutzing here.
Yeah, I am. I'm schmutzing too. It's like, I'm very hot over here.
You were gonna say moist.
I know, and I self-edited that. You saw me. I was like, no.
I'm like
slow motion.
I literally saw all the wheels in your brain, like, nah, no. don't do
don't
that.
Don't do it. Don't say it. Don't say it.
So you guys may not know, Tosh has a beautiful head of hair. It's nice and thick. It's nice and thick. It's healthy. It's good. I love it. It's really good hair. My hair is uncooperative and unruly, and I think I could work out like everybody else and not have my hair braided. Like, I need to have my hair braided when I work out. This is what I need to do.
Can I just say I love you in braids? I'm obsessed with braids. And I have to reference it all the way to the days of Moesha. Like, I remember watching that show and being like, can I please have braids? Like, please. I love braids. I love you in braids. Love you. I mean, I love you not in braids too, yeah. But I love me some braids. Yeah.
I know you do. I think, years back, I think I just had a short haircut, so I didn't have those braids. I think I had I had spikes or something. I don't remember. I have no idea. When we used to hang out way back in the day, but yeah, I usually do braids in the summer because it's easier with the humidity, and you could always just wash your hair out and let it air dry, and it's not a problem. But trying to let my hair dry naturally is an awful thing. It's a terrible thing. It's bananas. So I get my hair braided here from women racially from my background and from the continent of Africa. And a lot of them don't speak English, which is interesting. A lot of them do, but the one who I get my hair braided from, she doesn't. And she speaks French and German, and it's like 4 hours of like trying to do that. So it just makes my brain hurt. I hate getting something, a service like done, and having to force myself to have a conversation. I don't know. Like, do you have conversations when you're getting something done?
No, like I'm so bad at that. They try to do like the small, like, first of all, I'm the worst at a hair salon, because this is another topic too. I know people who will like have moral dilemmas about like having a hair appointment and not having it be their regular girl. Like, I'm just not that type of bitch. Like, I'm like the nearest tapestry, like the nearest cactus, the nearest this, the nearest that. And I will go. Maybe that's why, like, I don't always have the best of luck, but a cut's a cut, right?
Yeah.
But I don't keep up with the same girl. Like, I don't have that type of relationship with the hairdresser. Never mind when I'm sitting there, like, I mean, if they initiate, like, I'll respond, I'll engage, but I don't make conversation, no.
Right. No, that's very true. I've moved to different states, and when I was in the States, and when I go back to my hometown and I see the nail lady that does, like, my sister, my mom, she's like, oh, I just saw your mom last week. She didn't even ask me where I've been, what country. Yeah, but I don't always go to her, but she never makes a problem of it. She's never like, where have you been? She's always like, hey, what's up? Your mom was here yesterday. And I haven't been in America for like 2 years or something. So it's kind of interesting that she keeps up with us. So I love that. But here it's very difficult because, you know, I don't know. I have problems just focusing on speaking German. I understand so much. I know so much. I cannot bring my mouth to formulate and say words to people. I don't
it's
know
just
what it
the
is.
Expressive part, the receptive part you got down. It's just the expressive part. But that's a matter of if you don't practice it. Like, you gotta more, but you know it. It's not like you don't know it.
I don't know if this is scientifically correct, but my synapses are not synapting. If that
They're
is
not
that's
synapting. They're not
no,
firing off each
they're
other.
not
They're
firing off
crying,
each
but they're like, bam! Like, nah, yo, not today.
Like I want to answer people once I leave the store. I'm like, oh, I had the perfect answer for that.
Right. It's just delayed response.
It's terrible. It's awful, and it drives me absolutely insane. And my husband, if he's there and he sees it, he's like, "Why didn't you talk to her? Why didn't you answer?" I'm like, "'Cause I don't know. I'm just so paranoid about it. And I have to get over that fear. I do.
I get it.
When I'm drunk, I think I'm much better. I think I'm a great German speaker. Nine. Anyway,
Nine.
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 Nine. So, what is going on with you? It's been a minute. No, it wasn't.
What's going on with me? Not much. I definitely feel like the hair situation, especially in this humidity, like it's definitely what to do with it. In fact, yesterday I was like, screw it. I went to the job with the hair wet. I usually diffuse it, but it just dried and was a fro, and that was okay and had to be okay. But yeah, I get it. But so the hair thing, but like I said, I love you in braids. I
Thank
love me some
you.
braids. So do you think you're gonna do the braids soon or no?
It's just mustering enough patience to sit with someone for 2 to 3 to 4 hours.
Oh
I
my
got to hook up.
gosh.
Yeah, it's a lot for me. And my French is not that good. None of my language, my English is not that good. So it's very difficult for me to like, I don't know. And I hate sitting there like playing on my phone when someone's doing my hair. I
I
feel
know.
like I should be more active and more engaging. Talk to you. You're doing something so wonderful for me. I tried to do braids myself about 2 months ago, 2 or 3 months
Yeah,
ago.
last time I saw you and you had braids, you had did that?
Yes,
Yeah,
girl.
I thought it looked good.
Excuse me. No, it did not. I was carpooling and tunneling at the same time.
What are
My
you
hands
saying?
cannot take this anymore. Okay. When I was younger, I used to braid my hair like boom, boom, boom. I'm going out tonight. I used to braid my hair in the afternoon to get ready for like a nighttime of activities. Now I'm like, oh, I'll do this section. My husband's walking by the room where I do my braids. And he knows not to go in it, and he peeks, and it's like half of it is done, and I've been in there for 5 hours. He's like, "You're not done yet." I'm like, "Nah, brother, get off my back, first of all, okay? This takes a while. My arms hurt, okay? It's not the same. My wrist hurt. My fingers are arching. I don't need this in my life." So I know it's easier to just get it braided, but I don't have the energy to fake conversations. Oh, how are your kids? I don't want them, man. I think that's even worse for me. So I have
Yeah.
to figure out a solution.
Okay.
I do. And it's so easy because I know Africans in America or New York or whatever, the tri-state, they speak 642 languages. So it's so easy. But here, people are like, I don't speak that English. And I'm like, oh, well, excuse me. So, well, la di da. So, I just leave that alone, but I'll find something because, I think it messes up with my whole day. It's like a whole process to blow dry my hair and press
Yeah.
it and this and that. It's crazy. So I'll leave that alone.
Okay.
While we're talking about me not knowing this language, we'll talk about how I watch so much television. Okay.
Okay.
It's out
But
of
that's a good
control.
way to learn. You do the dubbing, the subtitles.
Absolutely not.
You don't. When I
Not
log into
always.
your accounts, not that I do, it's subtitles.
Most part, you think I'm paying attention to subtitles? Come on. I got that ill ADD, first of all. You think I see little scribbles on the, I'm not reading that. Anyway, no, I do put it on though for subtitles, but some shows on some networks, they don't have subtitles and I'm just watching it in English and I'm wasting so much time watching British comedies instead of learning German like I should. I've never watched so many British comedies in my life like I have here, living here. It is out of control.
They make good TV.
They do, and I'm like the last big show I watched was Ab Fab. I know you're
Aim, yes,
girl,
that girl.
girl.
Saunders is like, you know what? She's at my table. I gotta go back. I don't know. Why did I not think about her?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I
she's
don't
at
think
my
we.
table. I need a Brit at my table.
I don't think we have any Brits at our table. Wow, we have to
No.
reconfigurate our table because we keep
We got to
wanting to add
rearrange
people.
it. AFAB. Oh my gosh, I heard it so much. British TV, I know.
It's good.
It is
It
good.
is.
So wait,
It's
lately
good.
you've been watching. So anyway, you were referencing AFAB. Go ahead.
There's this one show, and I cannot remember the name of it right now, but I'll tell y'all about it another time. It was this whole lady recounting a relationship which she had with a man, but she kind of imagined the whole thing, and it didn't go down that way. When they do the back and forth and how it really happened, it was good. It was a comedy. It was great. I loved it. When I find the name, I'll tell you about it. But just the other day, my friend, who lives in the city with me, he's amazing. He's one of my besties. He was like, "Girl, you gotta watch this show." And I was doing my German on the app, and I just chucked my phone and started watching 7 episodes of this show. And it was so good. And it was like one of those British towns where the accent is so hard to make out. And I loved every second of it. And that was hours of not speaking the language. And it's awful. And I'm doing this to myself. I'm making my time here worse. I'm having a great
No,
time.
you
No.
have times where I'm at where I hit you up and I'm like, what are you doing? You're like German app, Deutsch app, like, you're doing stuff.
Listen, I love my city. They make it so easy for me to walk around with my dumb American ass. They do. They're like, "Hey, idiot, you don't speak our language. We'll speak English to you. We'll get down to your level like I'm a child."
No.
So, yeah, they really get on their knees and look at me eye to eye. And so I'm like, "Oh, this is bad." So, I'll be over it. I'm gonna get there. I'm gonna get there. I'm gonna
You're gonna
study
get
hard.
there.
I have to. I have a tutor, for God's sakes. And every week he's like, "Damn, girl." And I'm like, "Yo, I know." It anyway. So.
So it's funny you mentioned British TV because you know what I was watching with my dad on Marathon was have you watched Running Wild with Bear Grylls?
I know of it.
It's good because he brings it along. He used to do Man versus Wild or some version of that. Like he was in the British Navy equivalent Navy SEALs and does all the survival stuff. But now his show is like he brings along a celebrity each week who like has to like go through challenges and survive with him. So we were watching it, a marathon of it, and then the new season premiered like this past weekend. But it was good. It's definitely a good show. And where was I going with this? Nothing other than it was the British connection. He's British
Wait,
too.
he's British this whole time?
Bear Grylls. Yeah, he's that cute. He's like, you know who he is.
I've never heard the man speak.
No?
No. Why would
Yeah.
I have?
Okay, yeah, no, he is. He was like he served in like I forget like the British Armed Forces, I guess. I don't know. A thousand people are gonna correct me, but no, he was like the equivalent of like a Navy SEAL here in like so he'll like hang off the helicopters. Like he does it as if it's like me like filing my nails. Like he does it like it's his job. It was his job, but it's actually a cool show, and then he'll bring on different celebrities. So like the ones that I watched yesterday or 2 days ago, he had like Riggle, like the one who was in all those like comedies, who was actually like in the army.
He was really in the military.
He was really like
Yeah,
23
yeah.
years, 14-year reserve, like he legit served and now has like an actually prosperous like acting career. What's his first name? I always like mess up his first name.
Sidebar, he's really hot. Or he was back in the
The
day.
older general, yeah, he's cute, right?
Yeah. He's in a bunch of like Adam Sandler movies all the time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Riggle. Riggle.
Yes, very good. He had
Riggle.
Ashton Kutcher, he had Rainn Wilson. That was a funny one. That
Wait,
was a good one.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry to interrupt you. Are they the ones who are naked in the dark?
No, that's Naked and Afraid. That's like another one of those survival movies with movies and survival shows with a
Wait. Are they like in the woods eating animals?
kind of like they go through different survival challenges. So like they'll drop him off somewhere deserted and then he'll like show up like drop out of a helicopter and then like they have to go through a series of like skills and trials to get like to find their way out of it. And it like usually revolves like rappelling out of a plane or riding out like off of a helicopter, eating, catching like your own food, eating like things that you didn't think you would eat. Like they spend at least one night in the wilderness. They like rappel off of things. Sometimes they have to cross, like Ashton Kutcher had to like on a rope, like cross like between like these two big mountains. Like, and he legit did it like with help, but like you actually go through it. So there is like a degree of risk involved, but and then there's always like a scene where they have a heart to heart about like Ashton Kutcher, for example, was like, you know, I went through a period of being like an asshole. Like, remember his punked phase where he thought like his shit don't stink and he was like punking all these
Absolutely.
people. He's like, yeah, I went through like, you know, like a humble pie, eating humble pie period. I went through like an asshole period. Like he was like basically talking about it, you know, and the same thing with like the other celebrities. But yeah, it's a good show. It debuted again the new season. I thought for some reason it was off the air, but I think that originated also in England. I'm not sure.
You know what would
Or at
be
least.
even better if someone from my parents' country, someone from Haiti, was doing these kind of stunts,
Yeah.
because I'm really tired of like people who have means trying
Yeah.
to live in the rough. It
Okay,
is, you know
true.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's so annoying to me. Like you have access to everything. There are cameras everywhere. There's stuntmen. There are helpers everywhere. So if you're really in distress, they're gonna come to your rescue. Like it's kind of manufactured and it makes me upset. And I'm
Okay.
like, yeah, no, drop them off in quote unquote third world country for 3 months, see what they really come back like. For
True.
real. You know what I'm saying? No real cameras, maybe one of those cameras on your chest or what do you call those?
GoPros,
Those
yeah.
the, no, those things that fly in the air. The
Oh,
things,
drones.
a drone, yeah. Put a drone on their ass, right? And then follow them around and see how they make it. I'm sick of this stuff. Stop manufacturing problems. Like, go to where the problems really are and see if you can make it. I'm sick of it. I don't want
Yeah,
it.
no, I agree
I'm
with
done.
that. You're right,
Isn't
because
it
there's a little
annoying?
bit of like you're prospering off of like sometimes people actually really go through challenges and live in the rough, and like you're doing this for a day and you still get some added benefit to it, some added. So yeah, I hear you.
It's on your IMDb page, bitch.
Right. I get it.
You know what I mean? It's really like you hear like these like child soldiers in these countries, and I'm like, these grown ass men with mansions are trying to like eat squirrels in the dark. I don't know. It drives me absolutely nuts. I didn't know you were into Bear Barnes, Bear.
It's one of those shows that I watch with my dad. Like he used to be in the special forces like for a minute in Portugal. So like he likes the wilderness, like the survival aspect of it. The celebrity part, like, eh, he just likes to watch like that type of show.
Right.
So yeah, and his show just at the moment happens to be like the one where he brings along a celebrity every challenge. But it is funny when he has like at least a comedian on because there's like a little bit of funniness, but like it's also, but yeah, I hear what you're saying totally at the, you know, the same
See,
respect.
that's why I love Big Papa. Big Papa could watch this and he's like, oh, they're never gonna make it because he's been through something real and not manufactured. You know what I mean? And he's like looking at actors that he might or might not know, and he's like, oh, he looks weak. And I think some of those guys can assess people who really can or cannot make it. But then these people always make the shows make them look good.
Yes.
So it's really hard to figure out if they really survive in a situation like that. They're like,
Right.
don't make me look like an asshole. Hello, says their publicist. They won't say it, but their publicist will.
Right, of
Their
course. Listen, it's a
agent
TV
will.
show at the end of the day, right?
Exactly. And that's why I can't stand it. And that's why I don't like shows like this. I really want them to drop them in the middle of nowhere, you know? I'm only going to say my country and not shout out other countries that are yeah. Anyway, so yeah, I don't even want to, I digress. I digress. You know what? This is a good time to take a break so I could cool down. Okay. Okay. Because
Yes, let's take a quick fiber.
ask somebody. You know what? I can't say the word ask. I know it's a little Long Island thing. I'm always like, ask her, ask her. I'm like,
Ask her.
who are you? Where
Right?
did you
Is it
grow up?
ask or do people? No, Long Island people go ax.
Yeah, that's me.
Ax.
Every day.
Ax
Ask
her.
her, ask her.
Ax her. Yeah. Ask.
Where
Ax
did I grow up? I don't understand.
her.
I don't
No,
understand.
you know what I find is so funny? I used to make fun of this, but at the same time, it's now the name of his comedy tour when people would say irregardless,
Cha.
right? Like irregardless. I still think she's wrong. That's the name of Kevin James's comedy tour, his stand-up now. And I'm like, oh
Really?
my gosh, I used to always make fun, like that used to be one of the words.
A fresh show? He's like a
Yeah,
fresh
he's
show?
doing stand-up. He's actually at the Paramount. I was trying to get tickets. Well, anyway, I'm not gonna date it, but now he's currently on tour. Yeah. I might
Oh,
go in
excellent.
September to, yeah, we'll
You know what
see.
I used to love? I used to love be like, yo, conversate.
Conversate, conversate. Yeah.
Yo,
Irregardless is a good one. That's
yeah,
funny.
Irregardless is a very good one. I love that so much. Oh, I love Kevin James. He's so, yo, where's my husband? Is he around? Listen, I think he's so cute. I don't know what it is about Kevin James. He is so cute to me. Do you think he's cute?
Cute for a bit. Yeah, I would definitely be interested. Yeah, I can
It's.
see the appeal.
They tried to make him this like really like Ralph Cramden looking type of hey Alice type of guy, and I'm looking at him like, but you're really cute.
Yeah, he is.
He them shorts were shorting. They were so cute. They were he's
And
like
he
my
was like himself and likable and totally, I feel like a pro. He's like an Adam Sandler of like the comedy. Like he's just like very.
Yo, I'm sorry. You're probably like, what am I like? No, I'm not freaking out. I'm totally fine.
You
You know,
don't
I
like the Adam Sandler?
no, I love Adam Sandler, but
Okay.
because you were talking about Kevin James, it made me think about Leah Remini.
Oh, yeah.
And how is Leah Remini not at my table of five?
Oh, that's a good point.
Whole yo, my
You gotta
whole life.
revise this. So, who
Oh
would you
my.
kick out?
So far I have okay, my standard five are still Juliette Lewis. Okay, Jennifer Lewis. Okay, the Black Mama of Hollywood, Blackish, the
Yeah,
grandma.
yeah, yeah.
Ali Wong, the comedian.
Right.
Mindy Kaling and Rihanna. Who do I bump?
I don't know, but Leah Remini would be a good time at a table. She would be a good time at a table.
She has so many secrets. Right? Wait a minute. What am I gonna do?
I don't know.
Oh my God, what
I
does
don't know,
one
but that's
do?
a good one, actually. You
I
have me
know.
thinking.
I'm obsessed with Juliette Lewis right now because of the revival. I don't want to say revival of her career, but she, a show that I've been trying to get you to watch, The Yellow Jackets, she is amazing on that show. And it seeing her in these last two seasons, three seasons, whatever it is, it reminded me how dope she was in the 90s and how in real life she dated the baddest boys in Hollywood. And I'm like, she bagged all of them. And I'm like, there's a secret to that. There's a beauty to that. You got to give her credit. So she has stories. So I have to keep Juliette Lewis for that. I need to know. Maybe she's sitting at your table.
Yeah, wait, who would I bump then?
I don't know your list. I know Jimmy Fallon is on your list. I don't know where you got his ass from. She's like, Jimmy Fallon.
know.
I know you
As
wait. Yours is the reoccurring SNL.
I have Fallon, I have Faye, I have Ross, I have
Ross,
Nicki
Diana
Minaj.
Ross's daughter. What's her
Yes.
name? What's her name?
Tracee Ellis.
Thank you, thank you.
I have Nicki Minaj, and then my fifth. Oh, I had my love interest, my Roger Federer.
Yeah,
Oh
you
wait,
got a
no. He's not at my table. He's my hall pass.
hall pass.
So
He's your
wait,
hall
who was
pass.
my fifth? Was it Mary J? No. Who was my fifth?
Ooh, can you put Leah Remini for me?
Fine, we'll do Leah Remini as my
So
fifth.
she could come to my
I
table.
feel like that's a dope table, though.
That is a dope table. And then we could
Fallon is
switch.
the only guy, though.
You think he cares? He'll be so
Oh,
happy.
wait, who did I just say? How do I not have a Brit at my table? I wanted Saunders. I wanted Jen Saunders.
You want Jen Saunders from Ab Fab, from
Yeah,
Absolutely Fabulous.
dang.
If y'all don't know, it's Absolutely Fabulous from the
Oh,
90s.
so
The great,
good.
one of the greatest shows that only shot in the basement of someone's house, or
Oh
whatever
my
that was.
gosh, so good. It was so
So
good.
good. I think the budgets for British shows are so low. But they're so good.
They're
I
so
love them.
good.
They're so good. They're so good. I love them so much. It's like no one's gonna watch this anyway. Everyone's watching Hollywood stuff. They're like, let's just make something and see if it works. And they're usually really funny to me. I don't know why I like British humor. I like all British humor except for what's that man who doesn't speak?
Oh, Mr. Bean?
Nah, that's not for me.
Yeah,
But
I don't like it either, actually.
my husband loves him. And you know who else my husband loves? I don't know if you know him, John Cleese.
I don't know.
He's an older gentleman from the ooh, he married Karen on Will and Grace. He was one of Karen's husbands. He's an old British guy. It doesn't
Yes,
matter.
yes, yes, yes,
Yes,
yes, yes,
yes,
yes.
yes, yes, yes. He played Minnie Driver's dad, but he's really funny. And then like I got a, like after I, my husband was like, oh, he's one of his favorite comics. And then it made me learn a lot about my husband. He's a lot like that, which is
Yeah.
really, really funny. I see a lot of him in that, which
That's
is
good.
great. Yeah.
It's a good
And his
egg.
favorite, yeah, he's a good egg. And his my husband's favorite movie is A Fish Called Wanda. And I was like, word, yeah, it's really good. If you haven't seen it, what's her name? You know her, Jamie Lee Curtis, and this guy, John Cleese. But anyway, I say all that to say that I think we should take a break. I want to digress a little bit, so I want to talk about my core. I want to talk
Your
about
core.
my
Oh,
core, the core
geez.
of me.
That was
And I,
serious.
yeah, I know. It's like I put my own head down in like shame. I want to talk about how awful my stomach is like, and how awful and
Oh.
mean and slutty my whole abdomen is. She's a bitch. She wants to eat everything. She doesn't even realize it's the summertime. She doesn't care. Wings and nachos and fries. I don't even, you know me. I tell you what I eat in the day. Am I eating
It's
nachos?
mostly meats, though. It's mostly leans.
Hello. Hello, which leads me to believe it might be the booze. I do have
I
cocktails once in a while,
right.
and I feel like, hey, I'm like,
But I
oh, go ahead.
I'm sorry, but you're not doing the sugary drinks, though.
I'm not. I drink very low cal wines, very low cal. I drink champagnes, which is like zero carbs. There's like nothing. I don't understand what, and I know it's because I'm getting older, but still in all, I do work out. I don't understand. My little, she's like a little greedy gut. She's always angry.
Stop.
She's like a little shop of horror. She's like, feed me, Seymour. And I'm like, leave me alone. She's a different entity than me. That's what I'm trying to explain to you.
No, I think you look perfectly fine.
No, you would say that. I hate supportive bitches, you know? You know what I'm saying? It's like, you look
Listen, I woke
great.
up last night and I ate like a Tupperware full of veggie straws, so I can't help you.
Veggie
And it
straws?
was pretzel twist the night before, so I can't help you.
Veggie straws, is that a bad thing?
Yes, it's like they want you to think it's like the healthy potato chip, but
Oh.
it's like, yeah, no.
The puffy ones, the puffy
They're
air
not
puff ones?
puffy, they're like sturdy and small and stringy, but it is supposed to be different flavored vegetables. It's potato chips. Don't be
Hold up.
fooled. It's called veggie straws.
Did you just describe the food that you're eating as sturdy?
Yeah, like they're
I
like
don't
not
think
puffy. They're like thick, like
I've never
sturdy.
eaten anything that was
It's
sturdy in my whole
like
life.
a stir, like a cheese doodle, like the real, like not the puffy ones, like the other cheese. Though that's a, they're sturdy, like a Cheeto.
Sturdy.
Like a
A
Cheeto
food.
is sturdy.
A food is sturdy to you.
Yes, yeah, sturdy. Like that shit's not gonna just like you gotta bite that shit.
Yo, I've heard of Hardy.
It holds up. Like you can't just crush it. You
sturdy
gotta
is
chew
like
it.
a chair,
Like a
okay?
carrot. A carrot
N
is
no,
sturdy.
no, no. A chair is sturdy, okay? A nail is a sturdy. I don't know what you're talking
I
about. A
think that's a
carrot.
good way to describe it. Like they hold up. They're not
I
like
don't
the
wanna.
puffy ones.
I don't want to walk into a grocery store and they're like, here's some sturdy carrots.
Yeah,
I'm like, no, you could
exactly. They
keep this.
hold up. You don't want no mushy carrots. You don't want no mushy cheese doodles.
Right.
Nah,
You're
it's
right.
good. So
You want.
that's what I had. So I can't, you may be the sugary drinks, but you said you don't do the sugary drinks anymore.
I
I do
don't.
the
I
midnight
don't.
snacking, so I can't
I
help. I
don't.
can't talk.
I don't. I don't do sugary drinks. If I do like a gin and tonic or something, I take the tonic out. No, I do seltzer. Like I do seltzer. I do like sparkling water
Yeah.
to do the mix or whatever. I drink champagnes. I drink Proseccos. Proseccos, I'm giving up completely because they give me a headache. Even if they're like a good brand, they no offense to Prosecco, they got me through a lot of hard times. But like, I don't like them, so I'm going back to champagnes. But I'm like, champagnes, you're full of bubbles. What is the problem? But I think, oh my God. So I had my what do you call that? I had a lesson today. I was telling you earlier. I had a Deutsch lesson. I'm
Deutsch.
bad at it. A Deutsch. I had a Deutsch lesson, and then my man saw. I never drink water bottles, which is weird, but I was so thirsty, and I had one, and I drank from a plastic water bottle, and he's like, oh. Basically, he was like, no wonder why you're still fat. Basically, is what he said without saying it, because he knows I work out or whatever. He's like, oh, he's like, those things are full of hormones and estrogen, and they're gonna inhibit you from. And I knew this in the back of my mind. I always knew this, and to stay away from the plastics. But I was continuing to do it anyway because they're convenient. We were getting bottled water in the glass bottles delivered here, but then we had a bunch of glass bottles everywhere, and it's a mess. But we're gonna go back into that. The company brings you glass bottles, and they take the old glass bottles back. It's like a thing. It's not expensive at all, but you just have these bottles and these crates in your house. It's annoying. So I don't know, but it's so convenient to throw away the bottles. Anyway, so I think I'm gonna ditch plastics for a while to see if that helps me because I do work out and I don't think I indulge as much. Anywho, I don't want even talking about my slutty belly. I really want to get into what the article I sent you. Okay, so this is about a slutty belly. Who do you think, top five, what do you think are the fattest countries in the world?
I saw what you sent me already, so
Okay, so what was on that list? Let's see. I think the top fives.
I know Portugal and Germany. Oh, like our baby mama reference.
Word. Oh, shout out
They
to
were on
Amy
there.
Poehler. Shout out Amy Poehler. But
Oh,
no,
so
the
funny.
top 20. Portugal, Germany, and the United States are in it.
The United States was what? I'm
Like
looking.
two?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are you surprised?
No.
Come on.
No, I am surprised. Ireland? Number three, really?
I mean, we've heard of the potato famine, so that means they eat a
That's.
lot of potatoes.
Yeah.
Starches, yo.
Italy, I thought Italy would be higher up.
I
Italy's number
didn't.
eight.
I'm surprised Italy's even in the top 10. Those people are very body conscious and they
You in
want
Italy,
to.
you think so? I
Hell
think
yeah,
they eat.
they eat because the pasta is there. I mean, that's the
Right.
problem, but they smoke a lot of cigarettes and they always like dress up. So I don't know. I thought there would be more. I think they would be lower on the list, but they're higher up than I ever imagined. But I am surprised to see Portugal on that list, to be
Really?
honest.
No, we eat. We make like the streets shut down for 2 hours. It's like a whole sit down meal. Eat heavy middle of the day, light meals at night. Stews, potatoes, fish, like galore. So I'm not surprised. Yeah, I'm not surprised.
You guys call it siesta too, or no? What do you call it?
What do we call it? Not siesta. What do we call it? I mean, well, is it almuerzo? No. I don't know.
It sounds dope. It sounds great. I'm
I
sorry.
gotta check that with Big Papa.
Yeah, Expat Pop, what that's called, because I loved it. When I spent some time in Spain, like when it was like a rude awakening to find out that they do siesta in the middle of the day and everything is shut down, all the grocery stores, everything and everything except for a hospital. Restaurants weren't. They couldn't have been. But I was stunned to see them like putting in the awnings and stuff down. You know that thing that they pull down in the front of a store?
Yeah.
Like they're pulling them down. I'm like, what you doing? You
Yes,
just
yeah, like
can't.
2 hours. Yeah.
Crazy. But and it's so beautiful to go home. Your pops or your moms,
Yeah.
they work really far away from home and they drive all the way home to have lunch with the kids. What? That is community. I love that so much. I wish they did that here. They won't. These people are always working.
Yeah, it's like food's very much embedded in our culture, just like religion too. Like sometimes there's no separation of like church and state. It's like no separation of like food and state. But yeah, food and culture. But yeah, we know they take their food and their lunches seriously, and they go to the cafes and they sit, and it's an experience, and they take their time. And yeah, or at
I
least
love
I don't
that.
know if it's still like that, but that's what I remember.
I love that so much. That was like always the vision I have when I think about like Latin countries in Europe or whatever. That they're just sitting in front of cafes, just drinking coffee for 2 or 3 hours before they start their day. And I love that. I love that they have the opportunity to do it, that they have their neighborhood place to do it. I think it's
Yeah.
really cute. I love seeing old men do that. It's so cute. They do that in
Yeah.
my city. And I think it's adorable. I think it's really good to have a sense of community, which, yeah, we have no time for that in the States, you know? There are probably some states that I don't even know about that they do it, but because we're from the tri-state, you know what I'm saying? Ain't no time for that. Ain't nobody got no time to be drinking no 3 hour coffee, okay? So people gotta go to work, so I get it, but I say all that to say that I'm angry at my own belly, like my belly has turned against
No,
me.
you've been doing
No.
good. You've been working hard. You've been getting that
Girl.
worm. You've been waking up
Nah.
early.
Now, you get results sometimes like so quickly that it motivates you, but now as soon as I had my last birthday, I'm like, oh, it was like the day after, I was like, surprise, here's a new gift. The gift of the slowest metabolism ever. I was like, thank you so much. So I'm enjoying that. I'm enjoying the shit out of that. It's great. I am fat, so it's okay. But I'm okay. I'm okay. So hopefully, Weight Watchers, somebody could come find me and tell me what to do. I've done it before. I've done everything. I've done all of the diets.
Yeah.
I've done bad things, good things. It's a constant struggle. It like never ends. And people have fast metabolism. It's not that I hate them. I'm just like, be happy. Be happy that you're able to eat whatever you want and don't complain about it. Make me sick. Jesus. They do. They make me so upset. I eat and I eat and I can't get. Who says this to people? Like, why would you say that to me? You see me struggling. My God. I'm just smelling your croissant and I'm like upset. And I'm start.
They
I'm
have
like.
this thing at my job. Have you ever had like an everything croissant?
What?
It's like a bagel but a croissant. I don't know. I haven't tried it because I'm like, I'm not, once I get a taste, I'm not. They have a bakery at one of the places that I work that gives you free goods to like the residents and staff, and everyone is like waiting online. They have like all different pastries, but like their top seller, it's for free. It's gratuitous. I don't know if that makes sense, but it's like this, it's a croissant, but it's like an everything bagel, everything seasoning on a croissant.
What in the fentanyl? What are you
Doesn't that
talking
sound
about?
amazing? I have maybe I should just try one just to
No, you stay away from that thing,
like
okay? You don't even go near the line. You don't even look at it. Let someone eat that shit in the corner. You don't even look at
like
them
every
twice.
morning, there's like a line. It's like I'll get an every. They wait for them to take them out. It's like smells so good and like oh, so good.
What's
Do you
inside of
remember when
it?
they had cronuts? Did you ever have a cronut?
Oh. I did. I did. I
So
stood on
good,
the line
right?
somewhere. Yeah,
So
I mean,
good.
it was all right.
It was all right, but it was good.
Was.
It was
It
good.
was.
It was good.
It was okay. Wait a
But yeah,
minute.
they have an everything croissant. I haven't tried it yet, but now I
What's
feel like I
inside
need
of
to.
it?
It's
I'm
just
sorry.
plain.
Plain?
Yeah.
So wait, put people put butter on it? What did they
I
do?
mean, they don't have like condiments there, like or like butter or jams at the bakery. They just have like the pastries, so they just eat it like that. But yeah,
Oh my God.
buttery goodness with an everything seasoning.
It must be so good that they don't even need a condiment.
Right, I don't think.
That is a problem. I don't even want to know about it. I don't even.
If you say that quick, that sounds like something else. You're like, it must be so good. It doesn't even need a condom.
It doesn't need a condiment.
I don't say that word right sometimes, so I gotta be careful. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy,
Oh boy.
oh
Let's not.
boy, oh
You
boy.
want to get into that? Listen.
No, she's such a
Listen.
good girl.
She is such a good girl.
She's such a good girl.
That listen, I don't know what to do. Like, it's about to be fall next week. No, I'm bugging. But it's happening, and I've been struggling all spring.
No, you've been working out, you've been going out, enjoying yourself, and you need to enjoy a cocktail here and there. That's
No,
it. That's
no,
it.
no. I'm gonna give it up.
You're
I'm
gonna give
finally
up
doing it.
cocktails, period?
I'm gonna have to because what I'm doing is not working. Like this pouch, this kangaroo baby, it's bananas. It's bothering me.
No,
It's
I think,
talking to me.
remember, it's cyclical too. Who knows like what's coming?
That's true. That's true. But I mean, not to bore you guys with cycle talk, but right before my cycle happens, I have a period of looking really beautiful and luscious even and fruitful. But now I'm sluggish and tired and pouchy, so I don't know. Anyway, I digress. I don't want to talk about that because it's only going to make people sad. You know what? Let's take a break.
Let's take a break.
Okay, listen. Okay, I was talking about my weight before and my problems. I won't bore you guys with this again, okay? Nobody wants to hear this, all right? Nobody wants this. I'm getting like when I get like this, when I get aggravated with myself, I start talking like Joe Pesci. So if you see me headed in that direction, then you know I'm like getting upset and I don't want to get upset. So I was talking to someone today. He's young and he's a German guy and he was we were talking about that last thing we were talking about in the last episode with the whole manosphere situation.
Okay.
And he knew what that was. And that really freaked me out. And with that, he started asking me if I knew about like a red pill and a blue pill, which I did not know. And I don't think I want to get into it. But what else was he telling me? Did I tell you what we talked about?
A little bit off pod.
I did. I did. I don't know if he wants me telling this, but I don't know if he's going to listen to this particular episode because I'm not going to send it to him. How about that? How about that?
That's
Nah,
not the
he
point
was.
anyway.
That is not the point. That is not the point. The point is that I don't know. I'm feeling like there's like a regression in like. I feel like it's weird because there's a whole subculture of people who are talking about how much they hate women, like on Reddit and whatnot. And he's like Andrew Tate. When he said that, I was so stunned that he knew who that was. That's freaky, is it not?
So, do people know about this concept or trend or fad or theory and this particular individual more so because of like social media?
Funny enough, he's
Because I'm
like,
not on the Reddits, the TikToks, the Instas, I'm not on any of that stuff.
there's a
Sometimes
certain.
I'll get a Google feed, like, but it's mostly like fashion trend, like shopping stuff. I didn't know any of this either.
It's weird to me because there's a bunch of guys. No one's gonna ever say that they're a part of Reddit. I go to Reddit for like computer hacks to like find out things I could like jailbreak something or whatever. But I never knew, like I wasn't realizing that they were talking about some like covert operations to take down women, you know? Like they're very angry with women and it freaks me out. There was a term and I'm trying to figure out the term that he gave me today that I never heard of. It wasn't the blue pill. It was something else, but he knew what the manosphere was. And that bothered me. I'm like, you know about this all the way over here? And he's like, yeah, we talk about it on Reddit. And I'm like, why do you guys hate women so much? Anyway, I digress about that. I'm not getting involved in gender war problems,
Mm-mm.
but right? That's so unhealthy. I don't
Yeah.
want to do it. But I'm very curious, and it's not going to affect me, and it's not going to affect you. But aren't you curious, like what the average guy? I won't say average because I have no idea. I have no test. Like I have no idea. But if a lot of guys know about this, isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it is. I mean, just the following, like what they, if they're subscribing to these ideas that like are derogatory to women in any way, shape, or form.
Right. It goes the whole thing with the passport bros and this and the that, like it all ties in together. And it kind of freaks me out that there's a community of men who kind of like, you know, feed off this energy with each other. So that's something to look out for. Hey, ladies, if you know any weirdos in your life, no, I'm kidding. But no, watch out for this. This is w really weird to me. I think it's so sad.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really
I don't even
creepy.
like that it like exists, but I guess for every pot there's a lid, for every culture there's a following, right? For every topic there's people.
Go, I'm saying, man, it's really disturbing, and I hate that. I don't know. I don't know. I don't think it would affect the average population too tough, right? I think it might have some effects on how men are being treated, like men who are like not picking up women on dates. Do you think a man should pick up a woman on a date?
So it's interesting because I had someone who like wouldn't open the door for me, and I'm like, it was like a point of contention over and over again. I was like, dude, and he's like, I just don't. What was his rationale? Because like when he explained it to me, like I wasn't bothered by it, but I don't remember now. But I recall like he never would open the door, and like. But it was not something he was conditioned or used to doing. So like I couldn't get mad because it wasn't like bad intentions. Like it wasn't like, oh, I ain't opening the door for her. You know, it was just like there wasn't like bad intentions there. But I did feel a kind of a certain kind of way. But I don't know. I might not be a good example because I'm always like, I do like the romance and the chivalry, but at the same time, I'm like, yo, I'm good. Like, I can take care of myself, but then that can also set off a different vibe. So it's hard now. It's a balance. Like, you never know what people are thinking.
That's very, very true.
My thing with the first dates, which we always talked about, I feel like should a guy always do the first date thing? And I'm like, if you're going on a million first dates, these dudes are gonna be like mad spent. Like, what are they supposed to do? So I'm like, you
But
should have it.
that's the beauty of it. They narrow down who they really want to go out with.
Okay.
That's my whole thing. If you have like six girls to choose from, who do I really want to spend money on? I could spend a little bit of money
True.
on five or six girls, or I could spend a lot of money on three girls or one girl. So I'm
Okay.
like, they make that decision ahead of time where they want to put their energy.
Yeah.
So to me, I like that. I'm like, dude, you're asking me out. And I, you know, like, yeah, a lot of this stuff is antiquated, like that kind of talk. But there's some truth to that because it's like, are you selecting me above the rest? And if
Yeah.
you don't have that kind of money, how else are you going to show me that I'm more important to you than other people are? That's all it is. That's
Yeah.
all it is. I mean, I don't think women are as judgmental as these cyber bros or whatever they're called are made out to be. I think at the core of it, women want to be chosen. And we're just choosing the wrong people for the wrong reasons. And I think I'm what do you call it? Social media has so much to do with that. Yes, a guy's not going to be able to flex and floss like you want him to in his early 20s or 30s, you know? And so
Yeah.
you're just going to bypass that. I know we talked about that before, but it's a situation that I feel like just keeps coming up because that's what they're doing, you know? I don't
Yeah.
know. It's like a weird topic to get into because I could go about it on it for days. You've heard me.
Yeah.
So like off pod, yeah, I don't know. I'm just I don't know. And I'm trying to I don't know young people like that. So I'm not really sure what their dating life is. Like pretty much people that I know who are in like their early 30s are in relationships here. So I can't even be like, oh, so what is dating like? But I don't know from the friends that I do have here. who are in their early 30s, it's very very equal. Everyone does their part, and I don't think anybody's like has power over the other person. But then again, you never know people's relationships. But I'm gonna get off this topic because it's gonna piss me off. What are your plans this weekend? What are you doing? What are you up to?
My plans is that, I don't know where that came from. What am I doing this weekend? I'm working Saturday. I have no plans set for this weekend. I'm finally getting lasered on Friday,
Oh, nice.
hopefully. So that'll be something that I've been like waiting to do. I don't know if it's gonna happen or not, but I have that. So that's sort of a plan. Saturday work, and I have no plans. If it's nice weather, hopefully like I'll make it to the beach at some point this weekend. But I don't know what it's gonna be. But no, I have nothing solidified.
Cool. I hear that.
As exciting as that sounds, how about you?
Wait, go back to the laser thing
Yeah.
before I go into that. How do you have to rest after laser? What happens?
No, I mean it hurts for like a minute, but like you're good.
Okay, can you get friction on it? What's up?
It goes away pretty quickly.
Okay, cool. That's my only question. Is it though? Is it my only question? No, but no, in all seriousness, come on, stop it. Do
On,
you
stop it. Keep it
come on?
together. Keep it
Come
together.
on,
Keep
let's
it
get
clean.
let's yeah, seriously, come on. No, this weekend, I'm having dinner with my French girlfriend. So that's cool. I don't know if I want to practice speaking French. I should be trying to figure out the languages I do speak and currently speak. So I should even stop that. And then I'm hanging out with my homie, my buddy. Basically, I'm giving hubby a break and just staying away from him for the weekend. He had a long, long week, so I know he'd appreciate me leaving his ass alone. But it's funny when I do go out and I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna have a go have a good time. He texts me or calls me like, where are you?
Oh.
When are you coming home? So that's annoying. But other than that, I don't know. I just need to study this language more. I have tests to take to like update my placing in this country. So yeah, anyway, that's another thing. But I just don't do, and my friends who are gorgeous, my gorgeous friends, don't force me to speak German. So I've been sitting pretty, which is it's bad. Anyway, I had such a good time with you this week.
I did too. I think today was a really good one. We
I
covered a
know.
lot of topics.
For sure, for
Still
sure.
more to discuss.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, so yeah, bring what you got to the table. Let me know what's up with you, how you living, how you doing. I want to know how your weekend was, what activities you got into. So I can
Boy. No, I live
vicariously live.
vicariously through you. You go out in the middle of the week. You go out on Thursdays. You go out on the weekends. You're good.
Nah, hubby and I love when it's something, a new episode of a show that we like comes on. We get so excited. This is where we get excited. It's very sad. Like,
No.
there's a new episode. It's funny. Yo, there's a new episode of this show or that show, and it's crazy. Oh, speaking of new shows,
Yeah.
what's up with Claim to Fame? You know what? Forget it. I'm not gonna even talk about it.
Well, don't, because I didn't watch
Don't.
it last
I
night.
didn't watch it either. I'm gonna go catch an episode of it. That's what I'm gonna go do.
Are
I'm gonna go
you?
watch that and see what's up with that. Yeah, I'm very excited.
No,
I'm
I
gonna
didn't
see
watch
what's
it
up.
last night.
Yeah,
I didn't watch
go.
anything last night. I passed out and then I passed out again in my bed.
You passed out twice.
I passed out twice.
Cool. Okay, cool. Yeah,
So
well.
to be discussed at a later point, Claim to Fame. That's one of our
Yeah,
shows.
I know. We have to wait
We're
till it's
still.
over. Because we can't talk about it to the people. We're not those people to spoil something for you.
No, so I guess there's really nothing to talk about then.
There's nothing to talk about. Just to tell you to watch that thing, yo. Like,
Yeah.
get into it. Get into it. Okay.
Get into it.
Oh my gosh, where's this Long Island accent coming from? Sometimes I feel like I sound like Leah Remedy for real, though.
Oh my God. She's not Long Island, though.
She's not. I know that, but that's like Long Island bonus. That's
Yeah, but
like.
she's definitely, her voice is characteristic.
Yeah, I want to see her do like a Shakespearean play one day, just so I could just
In
die
her
of
natural accent,
in
her
her
natural
natural.
speaking voice.
What do you mean? In her, can, is she capable? I love her to pieces. She's brilliant. I love her, but can she do it? Can she do a British accent? I don't think so. But I like her. She's like, "Yo, Romeo was with." I love her as well.
Where
What that Romeo?
at
What are you doing outside? What are you
that
doing? It's freaking cold outside. No, I
Oh,
love her
man.
two pieces. Oh,
Yeah,
I
she
love her.
definitely has to be at one of our tables.
I know, I know. Oh my God. We have to make more friends so we get more table space. So they can
We
have their own
do.
table. I know, I know. I'm gonna ask around. I'm gonna be like, yo, who's at your table? Once again, it's been so good. It's been
Been
so
so good.
real. It's been so good and real. So I look forward to our next podcast episode. I hope you guys had some fun too today. Got some laughs and whatnot. Have a good one. Enjoy this day.
Yes, you too. And I will definitely hit you guys up soon.